What is up, Noodle Cups? Hey, it's me, Mr. CLC, and I am back with an episode of the Before You Go podcast. And yeah, I'm a little bit late. I do apologize. Had quite the weekend, and I've got quite a couple of days ahead of me. But I wanted to make sure I got an episode in before. As is known for a lot of us insomnias, Dreamcatcher is having their US tour. They will be in it's Dallas, but it's actually like Irving, Texas. Just a little bit north. They will be there on Wednesday, so I will definitely be there. I'm really excited for that, to be able to see the girls again. This time they have Handong, so even more excited. I'll definitely share my experiences with that. In the next episode, pretty much I'm just gonna fanboy over how incredible it was, I'm sure. But for this one, of course, we've actually had quite a bit of music come out, and it is girl group oriented. I apologize. Because I know we had a NMIXX come out, and actually, their new song was actually very incredible. I was actually blown away with it. Cherry Bullet had a comeback. I was very excited about that. Player of the World. And then 5050, who seems to be a very underground group, I guess, in a way. They're very. I know they just debuted last year, but. And they're not as well known as a lot of groups, but they need to be, because. Oh my goodness, their music is just incredible, like without a doubt, you know. And then we have of course, Twice. Who's gonna be the main dish today, with Set Me Free. So we'll talk about that at the very end, you know, just all that chaos. Firstly, yeah, let's get into 50/50. As I know, they're a four-member group, you know, very small, and yeah, they're not as well known as I feel they should be, because these four women are just, their vocals are just incredible, honestly, and just like the music that they put out, I mean, it's just spectacular. And Cupid was no surprise to that, you know. With Cupid, we had the same kind of blend, you know, nothing too, it's not a flashy song at all, but it's still just a very feel-good song, you know. And yeah, these young women just are just knocking it out of the park, I believe, in my opinion. We're just, you know, their style of music, you know, just very feel-good, very. Nothing overtly like with, you know, any instrumental or, you know, synths, sounds in or anything like EDM based or, you know, it's a real basic style of music, but it's still, you know, their vocals back it up. And it's a really remarkable song, to be honest, you know, Cupid, definitely for me, this is a 5 out of 5, you know. The music video is nothing too flashy. Just the young women, you know, gallivanting in their like their house or room and all, and then they do have the moments, like at the end where they're all really dressed up, and they're dancing on, you know, on a big old background stage that's just very vibrant and colorful. But I mean, just their outfits are just truly remarkable that they have on the dresses and everything. Because, you know, their stylist deserves a lot of praise, for that segment right there. Just that little segment and the final chorus. Just that's beautiful, you know. But definitely they are worth a listen to, 50/50, you know. And then in the end, you know, they play a little bit of Loving Me, you know. So I don't know if this is, if they're like intertwining their videos or like what's happening. This is actually kind of intriguing to find out. So definitely have to look into that. But yeah, 50/50 Cupid, 5 out of 5, definitely recommend it. And then we're gonna move on to Cherry Bullet. Let me say, I had a comeback the other day, Player of the World, or POW. And oh man, it's so great to hear these girls again. I know they were like one of my girls, you know, one of my groups to stan, when they had debuted, when they were debuting, because they were just, their music was, you know, real good back, you know, back then. I honestly, I'm not, was it their second, their sophomore group debut? That one I'm still, it's a real good song, don't get me wrong, is it, The Love Adventure, you know, real good song, don't get me wrong, but of course, their, you know, their debut was just so catchy, and I forget the, damn, I'm forgetting the name of it, but the debut song, you know, well, like the video game, aesthetic and everything, like it was just remarkable. There's like the way the song was based, and then they had a few here and there. You know, in between, they've been kind of quiet at times, but you know, thankfully we were able to get something. Yeah, we got this, and it's just, you know, it kind of, it's just like a slap in the face song, I guess, you know. It kind of melds a little bit of everything in there. You know, kind of starts off a little bit soft with, was it Juju? Or, yeah, usually she throws a baseball into the TV. But then, you know, Chayden just immediately starts rapping. They break in the song. Then, you know, it kind of dies. It's still a little bit hard to, you know, you hear like a snare, like a drumline snare in the background, you know, for certain parts of the, at least the beginning verse. Real nice touch. Just get, as a band geek myself, you know, back in college, you know, beautiful touch, you know, still a little bit fast paced, gets your blood pumping, and the pre-chorus, you know, kind of dies off a bit, you know, gets a little bit soft, just a bit of the suspense, and then just it, you know, completely just bam, you know, in your face, with the chorus, you know. There's real strong vocals by the girls, and just, you know, the energy that comes from the instruments in the back. But I think I like about it too is that, you know, they do their first, like the first section of the chorus, and then it just, it does like a 180, or it just comes into like this, like real hardcore, like dance theme, like I guess I would put it, or just like wow wow, you know, like just with that, you know. Of course, I think it's G1 that's vocalizing it, but just that, you know, the sound in the background, just the wow, you know. And then, and that's what they added a lot of rap sections in this, and I thought that was really amazing. You know, G1 does her little rap. And there, and it kind of is the same. Once we get to the bridge, however, you have a little section where it's Chayden and then Bora, who do their own little rap sections too. I mean, it's, you know, it just, oh man, it ties in so very well. I was astonished by it. So definitely, I would give, you know, Cherry Bullet, Playing the World, 5 out of 5. Definitely a 5 out of 5. Damn AC, man, yeah, I highly recommend it. But now we're gonna continue on to NMIX, who has had their comeback as well. Was it Young, Dumb, and Stupid, which is a very interesting choice for a song title. not gonna lie. And like I said, I was completely blown away by this song. I did not expect it to be this grandeur, I guess. Just for me, that you know, I'm not gonna lie, the music video is very flashy, obviously, because it's JYP, and that's gonna be the same deal with Twice, obviously, but with InMix, it just, this song actually, I feel utter, like, astonishment towards it. You know, like, I wasn't a big fan of Dice. I'm like, you know, I made that known. Their debut was in 0.0. You know, I warmed up to it. Don't get me wrong. I have warmed up to it. But still, I'm just like, honestly, I don't know. I feel like Tank would have been a better debut, in my opinion. I really like Tank. But, no, man. Yeah. With Young, Dumb, and Stupid, just a complete fixture of just, you know, of a vocal, you know, the vocals and just the instruments behind it, there's the structure of the song. I mean, their chorus is basically a children's rhyme. And I can't recall it for the life of me. That's where I'm, like, getting extremely upset with. I can't recall this rhyme. It's like the ding dang dong, ding dang dong, like that one. You know what I mean? But like, they incorporate that into the chorus, you know, like their own variant of it. And the thing that I was blown away with too is that just in that chorus too, when the, you know, some of the girls are singing that section, that I'm assuming it's the other ones, or maybe it's all of them, but just they're harmonizing in the background, you know. And oh man, that is a treat to behold, honestly. I was flabbergasted, you know. Like I said, music video is very flashy, of course, very vibrant with colors and just the computer graphics of it. You know, the girls find these goggles, I guess, or glasses, and you know, they're kind of like, they're like video style games. Or they put them into this like virtual world and everything, and they just, it shows cases like their adventures through it. Can I just say, Suyun with that high bun? Woo. Yeah, she looks incredible. You know, but yeah, I was really shocked by this song. Like, oh my gosh, like, I'm actually enjoying this. I'm enjoying an InMix song. This is as well a 5 out of 5. It's really well produced, honestly, in my opinion. Real great song. You know, I definitely want to check out. I think this is the only one though. I think this is just like a regular release, by itself. There was no other like mini album to it. But like, oh man, this was incredible. Like, honestly, this was a sight to see. But I guess with that, now we're gonna get to our final showdown, which is of course Twice, who has came back with much anticipation, and they came back with Set Me Free. Right off the bat, I'm just gonna give it a 10 out of 5. Alright, this video, the video, the song, everything blew me away. Like, I think this is like one, this automatically became like one of my favorite songs of Twice. Like, it's definitely in my top 3 now. I just found every part of it utterly outstanding. Like, I couldn't think of anything really off kilter on it, you know. I mean, just like from the beginning, you know, the girls lined up and their choreo in the beginning, you know, And just like the style of the song itself, you know, just how their vocalizations in it. You know, like it sounds like there's, it sounds almost like there's like a wood, like wood instruments, right? Is it wood instruments? No. I was like brass instruments. It sounds kind of, you know, like where, it sounds like either like a saxophone or maybe like a trumpet, like a, you know, that just like throughout the song that are just, you know, showcasing the musical production of it. And then with the girls, you know, of course, doing their singing, man. I mean, ah, man, it's. If you haven't heard it, you definitely need to hear it. You need to hear it twice. Like this one. Honestly, though, I have not heard the rest of the album. I heard the album is spectacular. So I definitely need to check that out. A lot of my friends talking about it, you know. But I mean, if it. And if there are anything, the songs or anything like. Set Me Free is, and obviously I definitely want to check out this album. But yes, just, you know, automatically it gets like a 8 out of 5 for Jui's part where she's like tied up with the strings, like the red strings in her white outfit. All right, this is like in the, this is near the end of the first chorus and it's getting into the second verse. You know, and she's, you know, saying that semi free. And like the ropes burn away, but it also transforms her into like her black outfit and everything. There's that transition right there. Ooh. Oh. That's already like 8.5 out of 5 automatically. That just, it blew me away. I was just like jaw on the ground, like, oh my goodness. You know, the thing that got me too, honestly, that I would definitely give it like even a 7 out of 5. Oh, it's Sana. Like, Sana had a lower register than usual in this song. And I found that completely remarkable. Where, you know, she, it wasn't like her usual kind of like peppy, high pitched voice. Like, when she sings, you know how she gets a little, she's very high in her octaves when she sings. But with this song, man, she, her lower register in it, you know, it still sounds very high, but just like you could tell there's a difference in Sana's pitch. And that was something else that kind of blew me away, just like, oh my goodness, thing like, she could carry this too. I'm really enjoying Twice shifting over now to this mature side. You know, I know I had talked about it for a while, way back in the day. Right, they needed, I felt they needed to start moving into more mature, you know, music and videos, showing a little bit more. I mean, they've grown up, honestly. I mean, this is what, 7 years ago? Like, that's a long time to like try to stay. And one like basic concept of being cute and bubbly and everything, like, come on. You know, it was all right for the first couple of years, of course, you know. But of course, as the girls get older, yeah, you want to start showcasing that, you know, that their maturity, that they're more comfortable with, you know, being older and the, you know, being more feminine. And, you know, so I really applaud them for that. Just, you know, I mean, they still go back and they still do, you know, some cute songs. You know, like some of their Japanese releases are just, you know, like those special covers. You know, yeah, they go back and that's okay. That is fine. You know, like I love that about them. They're so quirky, and all. But yeah, just, you know, being able to see that they are finally maturing, you know, to this much of an extent, is just, yeah, like for real. So yeah. Definitely Twice has set me free. 10 out of 10, honestly. Or 10 out of 5, sorry. Real great stuff. Highly recommend. Extremely recommend it. You know, as the other songs, you know, that I covered today, is we had real great music come out. No, definitely looking forward to what comes out in the next, you know, couple of weeks and all. Still waiting for my Everglow comeback. Hopefully that comes around soon. And like I said, the next episode, yeah, I'll obviously be just gushing about Dreamcatcher. So definitely be giving you all the rundown about that. So just, thank you so much for tuning in. But before you go, the moon is beautiful, isn't it? Talk to you guys next time.